Now, time to check in with the Friday Night Lights and Chicago Radio's only prep football scores, stats, and stories program on 720 WGN. This is Preps Plus Chicago with your host, Sam Panionovich.
We're just an hour behind tonight. It's okay. That's what happens when the Blackhawks are on the air. We step aside because we don't have egos here. I'm Preps Plus Chicago 720 WGN. Sam Panionovich, Kevin Powell. What's up, KP?
Not much, man. Season just rolling by us. Blinking. What are we in? Week 7 here now? Week 8?
We're actually in week 8. I'm glad
week
that,
8.
Glad
I
that
always
ready.
Mix that up. I think every week I've screwed that up, but it flies by.
It's easy to remember what week it is because we just look at Glenbrook South and we just see how many losses they have.
Unacceptable.
Rob Martire up in the newsroom, a former Titan who used to wear that jersey loud and proud, a former linebacker there. The Titans of Glenbrook South are 0-8.
A proud letterman, graduated 1989. We had some great teams. 0-8 is unacceptable.
Robbie, if you were back with the Titans right now, leading the linebacker crew, leading the defense, what would your message be to the struggling Titan team right now?
No excuses. I need some hitters out there. I need some guys who are going to run through a brick wall. Let's go!
Rob, I need you out there, visor, sunglasses, pullover.
Short khakis.
Maybe like, you know, put in a
those
chaw.
Those tight, double-knit polyester shorts with my wallet in the back, my whistle hanging around my neck.
I need you with a clipboard and a marker. And you got to literally be, you're going to have a fat chaw.
You know what,
chaw.
Rob? Is like,
you guys
Rob,
are laughing
Rob, you
at me,
look
this
like.
Is, this is pathetic.
Rob, you look like the prototypical coach. You need to get out there. Get in these kids' faces, show them what's up. Maybe, show them how to play the linebacker position.
The once proud Glenbrook South Titans have fallen on some hard times indeed. I mean, there are only like 2,500 kids at that school. You can't find 40-some-odd kids that can tackle and score some points?
No, we riled up the newsman.
Wait, Rob, have they won a state championship?
No.
Oh, that was an honest question. I wasn't trying to rub it in your face or anything.
No. Okay. Yeah. But we've had some pretty good teams, though. 11-3 my sophomore year. They were 10
in the 80s.
Is this like the Indianapolis Colts hanging banner in their stadium for a playoff berth? This is what they do at Glenbrook South.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah,
Mr.
one year
Husky.
We made the playoffs. Remember that, guys?
Look,
the Huskies lost 47-7 today, right?
That's a close
really
one
talk.
Too. Look, there's the separation has begun, and it's been there.
I gotta go do some news.
We understand.
Sorry, Rob.
We're sorry, Rob. I mean, we don't mean to lead with it every week, but it's
figure we just sort of get that out of the way.
It's the way it goes.
Do his work up there. He's doing important things while we blab about high school football.
So Kevin Powell will give you scores at 11:15 and 11:35. We're actually going to be truncated this evening. We're going to be off at 11:35. Patty Vasquez will hop on, and she'll do her show. Usually she starts at 11, but the Blackhawks have sort of jumbled up our mojo here. So that's fine, but Kevin will give you scores at 15 and 35. KP, not a lot of top 20 interaction, not a lot of big matchups this week. It's kind of a malaise-filled week.
Yeah, but a big upset. Not to ruin the 11:15 update, but Lincoln Way East falls to Bradley Bourbonnais.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not sure if you saw that, Sam, but fourth-ranked Lincoln Way East, who came in at 6-1, they dropped to 6-2. Bradley Bourbonnais, a 38-21 win over Lincoln Way East. So there's your big upset of the night so far.
So we'll get Kevin's scores in a couple of minutes here. Let's first bring in the coach, Mike Helfgott, from the Chicago Tribune. He's on Twitter, at mhelfgott. A good game for you, coach. Number 6, Palatine, at number 7, Barrington. Palatine just putting Barrington on the ropes, 49-31.
Yeah, Zach Olis, Palatine's quarterback, had 6 touchdowns, 5 on the ground. Had 300-something yards. Great win for Palatine. They're 8-0. They look like they'll be a top 3 or 4 seed in the Class 8A playoffs.
Mike Helfgott brought to you by Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's Deep Dish Pizza. Find one of 40-plus Chicagoland locations. You can also order online at loumalnati's.com. You wrote today boldly that St. Rita would upset Brother Rice, and I don't mean to throw shade at you. It was close. Rita had a couple of leads there, and it was actually the 10-year anniversary of the 06 state championship. I have a lot of friends that played on that team. It looks like Brother Rice, that offense, for real again, they score 50 points plus, and they pull away late from St. Rita. If I asked you to rank the Catholic League Blue from 1 to 5, how would you configure that right now at this day?
Right now, I would say Loyola 1, Brother Rice 2. Jeez.
It gets hard here. It gets difficult between Mount
really
Carmel
I mean,
and
I guess
Providence.
I would say Rita Rita beat Providence and Mount Carmel,
yep.
So I guess Rita 3, Mount Carmel 4, Providence 5. What is going on with Mount Carmel, Sam?
They're 4-4. So you have to win next week against Providence, and you know as well as I do, Mike, it's tough to go to New Lenox and win, no matter what that team looks like. Frank Lenti hasn't missed the playoffs since 85-86, and if they don't win next week, they will miss the playoffs.
Yeah, something tells me they'll find a way, though. This happened a couple of years ago. They had to beat Loyola week 9, managed to do it, and I think they made a pretty good run. I don't remember exactly, but I think they won at least a couple of 7A playoff games that year. So if they get in, they're going to be dangerous. It's a matter of getting that fifth win, though.
We're going to talk to Brad Seberg, head coach of Cary Grove, in about 7 minutes from now. Tyler Pennington, fullback, linebacker. Unfortunately for him, the fullback position is pretty much gone completely out of Dodge. I mean, there are no more fullbacks in the NFL. There are barely any in college right now. If he was 2 inches taller, we're talking about a kid that could play anywhere he wants, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He got a lot stronger this year. Fullback's a little bit misleading with the option. And the option, the fullback, is the primary ball carrier. But he doesn't have the speed of a college tailback, doesn't have the size of reel between the tackles grinder. So he's just caught in between. But he's a kid who really wants to play Division I football and is thinking about maybe walking on rather than going, accepting money to go somewhere on one of the lower levels.
He might even be better on defense, too. He might be suited for, he could play safety probably in college. I think he'd be a good player. He could play D1 football. There's no doubt about it. If we look at, Ricky Smalling, I mean, this kid, week after week after week, he's the star receiver at Brother Rice, committed to Illinois. He's one of the darlings of Lovie Smith's first real recruited class. Is there a game plan to even stop him? Because you can double, you can triple team him. He still gets his grabs, and he still finds his way into the end zone, Mike.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, that's where the beauty of the spread offense. If you know you have to double somebody, and your quarterback is on the same page, reads the field the same way as the other receivers, as the running back does, you can't stop everything. So you spread the field. It's very obvious what the defense is doing, and it makes reading the defense, pretty easy. Something that high school kids are capable of doing, and their quarterback, Dino Borelli, is just doing a fantastic job as well.
Can you summarize? We got about a minute left here with you, Coach. Can you summarize exactly what happened in Chicago Public Schools? I think the strike, we thought it was going to happen. It actually didn't even make it to strike status, right? Didn't they finish that deal right before the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing, and I think it's a great thing for everybody. They addressed, future pensions, but while also giving the pension to all the teachers that they had already promised it to. So, I think it's just a great thing for all sides that there was no strike there.
That's Mike Helfgott. You can read him every weekend in the Chicago Tribune. He's on Twitter at @mhelfgott. Again, the final score for the game that he covered, Palatine improves to 8-0. They beat Barrington 49-31, the first loss of the season for Barrington. We'll talk to you in week 9, Coach. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you.
That's Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune. And now let's get our first check of the scores with Kevin Powell.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
Thank you, Sam. One of the big upsets of the night's number 4, Lincoln White East, falls to Bradley Bourbonnais 38-21. Fourth-ranked team in the state going down to Bradley Bourbonnais. Again, 38-14. Over Lincoln Way East. Number 5, Nico Valley, tops Lake Park 38-12. Number 6, Palatine over number 7, Barrington, as you just heard, a 49-31 win by Palatine. 8th ranked Prairie Ridge blanked Jacobs 42-0. Number 9, Hinsdale Central over Hinsdale South 28-14. Number 10, Marist over Bennett 31-14. Fenwick beat St. Francis 35-18. Lions upset by OPRF 27-3. Those are some of the top 20 scores. Some other scores around the state. St. Charles North over Geneva 30-3. Carmel beats St. Patrick's 27-24. Nazareth over St. Vider 20-17. Joliet Catholic over Marion 55-7. Vernon Hills squeaked by Glenbrook North 26-25. Shepherd beat Oak Lawn 35-21. And my Hersey Huskies fell to the Rolling Meadows Mustangs 47-7.
Could we get a record check on Hersey?
believe there's just one win in that column, Sam. Just one there.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Appreciate you pointing that out. My Huskies will rebound. We'll be all right. But again, they lost to Rolling Meadows 47-7. That's your Preps Plus scoreboard update. We'll get you more scores as they roll in.
That's KP. We'll hear from him again about 11:35. Up next, the head coach of number 18, Kerry Grove, Brad Seberg, joins Preps Plus.
Back to the Friday Night Lights and Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
It's Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN. A return guest. This is the third appearance for Brad Seberg now. He's the head coach of Kerry Grove. The Trojans ranked number 18. They are 6-1, and coach joins us right now. 73 degrees on a Friday, coach. This is October football weather that you're not used to seeing here in Illinois.
No, but we'll take it for sure.
I don't understand how a coach who's been at Kerry Grove, you've been there 16 years now, this is your sixth as the head coach, 58-12. You guys just go through the playoffs. You dominate all the time. How did you implement such a successful style there? I know you've been there a long time, but you guys are prepped. You're ready every week, and you make deep runs into the postseason. What's been the biggest key to that?
I really think it's a cumulative effort over the course of the season and really over the course of the off season, and it's really working with our kids year-round. And really getting them to do the things that we want them to do. It's pretty tough, you know, and so, you know, by the time a group of freshmen go through our school, you know, it's pretty tough to stay out for 4 years. But the kids who do stay out for 4 years, you know, we know what we're getting out of them. And I think all the things that we do in the off season and then when that carries over into the regular season, you know, We have a pretty good idea of what kind of kids we have because we're around them all the time.
That triple option, you guys run it to a T. It's a beautiful thing to watch Kerry Grove run the football. Is it ever tough, though, for quarterbacks and running backs, linemen, to pick that up? Do you have roadblocks when you have to teach such a dynamic offense?
We do, and the other team has better players. You know, that gets pretty tough. But, you know, our kids really believe in what we do, and we really teach technique, we teach discipline, and our kids really, we really feel like, you know, we can execute what we want to do on offense week in and week out, and some weeks you're going to come up short, but that's just the nature of the game. But our kids really believe in the system, and we have great coaches, too, who have been around a long time and know how to teach it.
More important to have a better offensive line or a better back?
I'd say offensive line. You know, the offensive line is where it starts. And to get an offensive line that can block and that can execute what we want to do offensively, I think that is very important, and obviously when you've got them both, that the offensive line and a good backfield, you know, that's when you're pretty dangerous.
Brad Seberg, the head coach of Kerry Grove. The Trojans play tomorrow at home, Al Boer Field. That's a 1 o'clock kick against South Elgin. You just talked about how important the offensive line has been. I want to talk about Tyler Pennington, who plays fullback for you, who plays linebacker for you. He's a two-way threat. You and I both know if he was 2 inches taller, he'd be playing wherever he wanted to. I think he's getting a short stick there, being only 5'10 at 220. But we're talking about a top eight running back in the history of the state. What's it been like to coach him? What's his journey been like?
It's been pretty crazy, really. He's such a model for so many of the things that we want to do. And just a quick example, you know, I was talking tonight with our team about the game, and I forgot to mention what time lights out should be, and Tyler right away reminded me, you know, or asked me, hey, are we going to have lights out tonight? You know, I mean, he's just a detailed kid, and he is so in tune to everything that's going on. The kids look up to him. He's very dependable, and I think maybe one of his better moments really was when he wasn't playing this year. You know, he had a high ankle sprain against McHenry, and he didn't play the two games after that, but he practiced. And for a kid to practice with a high ankle sprain is pretty unbelievable. And we've had some kids who have had high ankle sprains in the past, and sometimes those guys are out of practice for 3 weeks. and Tyler just would not let himself not practice. And I think he just exhibits that leadership that our kids look up to, and he's just a pleasure to coach.
Well, it's more than just leadership. It's toughness if he's playing with a high ankle sprain. And then he plays all week long against your defense to try and make your defense better. But then when the game is on the line, you know, he can't play. He knows that. He understands that. So he's willing to move aside. And I don't like to get too worked up into numbers, Coach, but when we look at a guy who's going to have 5,000 rushing yards in Illinois high school football, that's amazing.
I don't know if we'll – I know we won't appreciate it until the year's over and until Tyler's career at Curry Grove is over. But I know we're just enjoying the moment. And with Tyler and with really all the seniors that we have this year, we're really just enjoying the moment and, just having a good time.
How much do you crave that first state title as a head coach?
You know, I really just crave the kids working hard. You know, I mean, I really do, honestly. And all those things will come whenever it happens. And if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But we really crave our kids to see the fruits of their labor and just to enjoy the process of working and enjoy the process of being together. And football is one of those rare sports as a coach where, he has the job, but you're really disappointed when the job's over. And most people are just the opposite, where when the job's over, they're relieved. But when our job's over, the season's over and kids' careers are over. And so we're just enjoying the moment. And if that happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, then we'll be fine.
You're the head coach of Curry Grove, but you live in Huntley. Is that even legal? Can you do that out there in the 847?
I do.
You live in enemy territory, and you're raising a family in enemy territory. I know nothing probably ever gets all that serious, but your house has probably been TP'd a couple of times.
No, don't give anybody suggestions either.
And you name your kids after athletes. You've got Brady, you've got Peyton, and you've got Kane, your three boys.
Yeah, it just so happened that those were three names that my wife and I could agree to, and it worked. Worked out, and when they were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, it made for, or maybe in the championship game, made for kind of a fun day because my son, who's Brady, actually is a Patriots fan, and Peyton is he just likes football.
Curry Grove will make a deep run again this season in the playoffs. If what?
Well, that's a good question. I think we got to stay healthy. I think that's an important thing. Anytime you get far in the playoffs, and I think our kids, I think you really got to be consistent and minimize mistakes. When you've been in the playoffs as many times as we've had and gone deep in the playoffs, you really see the difference between the teams that either won it all or the teams that got very far. It's those teams that took care of the football, minimized penalties, played real smart football in the playoffs, because every possession is so critical in the playoffs that you really just have to take it play by play, and you can't look ahead to anything. You just have to stay so focused for such a long period of time, which, with kids who are 16 and 17 and 18 years old, that's tough. And to do that for 5 weeks in a row, is very difficult.
Trojans are 12-4 in the playoffs the last 4 years. They don't plan to go. They plan to win when they go. That's Brad Seberg, the head coach of Curry Grove. The Trojans ranked number 18. They play tomorrow at home against South Elgin at 1 o'clock. Thanks again, Coach. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with the top 20 for your Preps Plus scoreboard update. Number 3, Brother Rice over St. Rita, 52-33. Big upset. Number 4, Bradley Bourbonnais beats Lincoln Way East. Fourth-ranked Lincoln Way East falls to Bradley Bourbonnais, 38-21. Number 5, Neuqua Valley defeats Lake Park, 38-12. Big matchup tonight. Number 6, Palatine against number 7, Barrington. Palatine coming out on top, 49-31. Eighth-ranked Prairie Ridge blank Jacobs, 42-0. Number 9, Hinsdale Central over Hinsdale South, 28-14. Marist over Bennett, 31-14. Fenwick beats St. Francis, 35-18. Lions, 12th-ranked Lions, upset by OPRF, 27-3. 13th-ranked Glenbard West over Proviso West, 49-6. Phillips over Solorio, 58-14. Naperville North beat Waubonsie, 17-14. Some other scores around the state. Dundee Crown beat Crystal Lake Central, 35-28. Normal Community over Danville, 34-20. And again, my Hersey Huskies, they fell to Rolling Meadows, 47-7. Shepherd over Oaklawn Community, 35-21. And Vernon Hills over Glenbrook North, 26-25. That's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard. I'm Kevin Powell.
Week 9 coming up. We'll see you then.
Bye, Kev.
Thanks, see you, Patty. KP.
Later, guys.
We're a little bit late for you, PV. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
This is what happens when you try and cram 60 into 30.
You did a great job. I appreciate it. Well, I have Marines in the green room. I've been hanging out with my friends.
I know. You got here. You guys were watching movies and eating pizza. And
I know. And now we have lamb chops and we have a lamb shank and a pork chop from Art Tango. And I can't remember. I have to find out the name of the other wonderful place for Restaurant Week in Lincoln Square.
Great job by Joey Gelman, our EP tonight.
Hey, Joey!
And thank you to Brad Seberg, the head coach of Kerry Grove. Anything you missed, www.wgmradio.com. I'm just going to hand this baton right to you.